This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure,
direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
...the Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Bronstone here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so doggone wonderful, Jeffrey.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes. And not only those things, Jeffrey, but people can call us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Though we don't advocate they do that.
520-428-5104. That's the Fred and Jeff contact line.
The hotline, the bat phone.
So if you ever want to give us a show idea, that's our the phone number we use for our contests. Write that down. Put it in your speed dial, 520-428-5104. Now, Jeffrey, there's lots and lots and lots of stuff going on, and it's just unbelievable.
There's tons of stuff going on.
I think actually,
because it's now October, it's the beginning of the holiday season here in the Old Pueblo and just about everywhere else. And so, if there's not a football game, a home football game, there's an event.
Yeah, and let's see, if people still haven't done this, they need to go see Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike at ATC. It's the very last performance matinee today, I believe.
Yeah, today, and then it's over. And if you don't go, folks...
Then you have to go to Phoenix. And
yeah,
that's awful.
But it's worth the drive if you miss it here.
I don't think I stopped laughing for 2.5 hours during that show.
That's some random guy that just walked through here. I don't know who that is.
So
there was a triumphant return for the final season of George Hanson at Tucson Symphony.
Right.
They had a big Bernstein, Gershwin, and Copland event last weekend. But the season has opened, and they've got so much stuff going on with the Tucson Symphony this year, including Mahler and the Masterworks program, the POS program. One of the things I'm looking forward to is Fantasia.
Oh, that will be fun. That's right up your alley.
Yeah, live in concert. They're going to show the movie, and then the orchestra is going to play along live on November 29th and 30th. But there's tons of stuff. Go to TucsonSymphony.org to check all that out. It seems like a very theater-heavy schedule right now, but there's a behind-the-scenes Broadway and More program going on through Arts Express, and they have this program where primarily high school kids, well, it's 8 through 12, so it captures the middle school a little bit, but they have a day-long workshop package for you go and hang out with these professional theaters. Like, so they have, they're doing it with Flashdance, Beauty and the Beast, the Zoap Family Circus, Sequence 8, and Newsies. So for a small fee, you can spend the whole day with the cast and crew of these various musicals, plays, events, and then attend the event in the evening.
Sounds fun.
So if your child is interested in theater or anything like of that sort, it's an opportunity for them to actually hobnob with the professionals. Let's see, this weekend started Modernism Week.
Right.
We never did get Damian Klinko on to talk about it, but if you go to preservetucson.org, you can find all about the events and programs and tours and everything else.
Monster Mash Dash.
Oh, yeah, the Monster Mash, that's on October 26th.
Right.
It's a costume walk, run,
5K.
Starts and finishes at Gentle Bend's. Last year, you and I did the MC work.
We're going to do it again this year.
So God help everyone who shows up for that.
Hey, I was proud of you. You almost won the kid dash.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the little kid dressed up like Spider-Man, you would have gotten the, you know, the cup of crayons.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, October 11th is the 37th Annual Pride Festival, and that's coming up at Keno Sports Complex. And the last thing I got, Jeff, is our dear cousin is coming into town on October 5th.
That's today.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
It is today.
It's tonight.
And she'll be at the Fox Theater.
And hopefully she'll be regaling all of our neighbors about how wonderful of a place Tucson is.
Yeah, so it's the Sunday armchair event. Actually, the Sunday evening forum is what it's called.
Right.
But it's featuring Linda Ronstadt, and it's at the Fox. Tickets are free, but you have to get them by 4:30 at the Fox, and there's no reservations. Apparently, there is a high-end ticketed, like cost-ticketed event, post-hoc, and champagne dessert reception with Linda afterwards. So if you want to shell out $125 to listen to her, feel free. But the armchair deals is free.
So, and ladies and gentlemen, we omitted to tell you that we are broadcasting from the St. Cecilia Studios in downtown Tucson, our hopefully new home away from home, when we're down here in the great downtown. And of course, our weekly calendar is brought to you by Tucson Happenings Magazine. If it's happening in Tucson, it's happening in Tucson Tucson Happenings Magazine. So either pick one up at one of your favorite places or go to TucsonHappenings.com, and every day you can check out all the fun things that are going on here in the Old Pueblo, as well as if you have an event, send it to them and they'll publish it for you. So thanks to the folks at Tucson Happening Magazine for supporting the show. And before we take our first break, we've got some guys here from the Robin Hood, the musical, the folks from the Arizona
Rose Theater Company
to talk about Robin Hood that is going to be kicking off October 10th next week. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
How you doing? And of course, old friend of the show, Tony Zinman. Who, you know...
The voice of the transient from earlier in the show.
That's correct. The walk-by. So, guys, tell us about this production. Well, first, tell us about the Arizona Rose Theater Company.
Well, the Arizona Rose Theater Company has been around for 28 years. It was actually founded by Terry and Cynthia Howell, who happened to be... our parents, Luke, who's directing Robin Hood, and me, I'm the managing director of the Arizona Rose Theater Company. For the first several years of its existence, we did primarily original musicals, the creation of Robin Hood the musical. We've also done Tombstone the musical.
So you guys created this musical?
Yes, we wrote this musical.
All right, and is this the second time it's seen the light of day, or?
This is about the fourth or fifth production that we've done. And in recent years, the theater company has started to produce known musicals as well. We have Crazy for You coming up in our season this
cool,
year.
Cool, very good.
That's a brief history of the Arizona Rose Theater Company.
And where do you guys perform your shows?
This production will be at the Berger Performing Arts Center.
Great house.
And
it's a great place to see a show.
We do some shows at the Cabaret Theater, at the Temple of Music and Art as well.
Oh, and that's the one upstairs, right?
Correct.
All right. So 28 years you guys have been in business.
Yeah.
And a lot of original stuff.
Yeah.
And now, Luke, who are you? Are you directing this? Or are you Robin Hood?
I was put in charge of directing this show.
But who put you in charge of directing?
Actually, my brother Brandon.
Okay.
So he's the boss, and I get to be the boss of this show.
And Brandon, you're playing Robin Hood.
Yes.
So this sounds like a very self-serving organization.
We scratch each other's back.
We hold open auditions, and we fit people in where we need to fill the roles. And we're always looking at bringing people in. And my last choice for a casting in this show is Robin Hood was myself, but it just happened to be that way with this production.
So how do the tights look?
Fortunately, I don't have to wear tights.
I was going to say, that's how you got the part.
But speaking of tights, you guys rolled in our old buddy Tony Zinman. Yeah. You're going to shoehorn him into some tights?
Well, I'm in the first scene of this show, I play the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah.
So I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
And having a lot of fun. It's a great part. Thanks to these guys for casting me and writing it. But for all my enemies out there, I spend the first musical number pretty much getting tortured in my underwear.
Yeah, it is underwear.
So if you can make it past the first scene, it'll be an enjoyable show.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So where can folks go to get tickets to your event?
Well, you can check out our website, ArizonaRoseTheater.com, and the theater is spelled with an R-E, because we're kind of snobby. No, just because that's the way that we've spelled it.
And, all right.
Or people can call our ticket line at 520-888-0509.
All right, or you go to the FriendJeff.com webpage, and we'll put a link to you guys there. So, great. What else you guys got cooking for... So, this is... I take it this is the last show for this year?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Give us an idea of what you guys got planned for next year.
And then next year, Brandon mentioned it briefly, that we're doing Crazy for You. So, we're...
So, you guys do one production every year? That's it?
We generally do a four-show season.
Okay.
This year, we're doing a little lighter season.
Yeah, when we say this year, we're talking about up to
this season
to December. Yeah. This is our only show for the fall, and then in the spring we have Crazy for You, and then we're doing Steel Magnolias.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can think of a good part for Tony in that one.
What, the car?
The car, yeah. Well, guys, good luck. Break a leg. And folks, get out there and see Robin Hood the Musical by the Arizona Desert... the Arizona Rose Theater Company, and you guys are kicking off October 10th at the Burger Theater. Excellent. All right, we got to take a quick break. Come back, because we've got more fun here on the Downtown Show at St. Cecilia Studio, here on the Fred and Jeff Show. I give my love to you, all my body and soul. I give my mind to you with a love that I never hold. I give my
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And we are in our beautiful, wonderful downtown. The new home of the Fred and Jeff Show.
The downtown home of the Fred and Jeff Show.
The downtown home of the Fred and Jeff Show is St. Cecilia Studios.
Thank you so much. Anyway, we love being here.
Thanks, Steve, for opening up the doors and letting us all in. If you want to know more about recording your masterworks here in downtown Tucson, go to fredjeff.com, and there's a link to the St. Cecilia webpage, and you can get hooked up on recording your musical masterpieces.
Perfect. And so it's of course our monthly downtown show, and we've got a line of people to talk about the cool things that they're doing. And to kick that off, Fred, who do you want to start with?
Jenny Volpe.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Jenny Volpe.
Pleasure to be here.
You're the executive director for Make Way for Books.
That's correct. Make Way for Books, we're an early literacy resource center here in town. We've been here for 16 years. And what we're real excited about and want to talk to downtown folks and all families about is the new community-based literacy programming we're doing. And we're inviting all families. We have a new book bus where we drive around town and we go to different community
no
locations.
Way.
Yeah, way.
A book bus.
Indeed. It's way
sweet.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And it's illustrated by a famous children's illustrator. His name is Rafael Lopez, and he does Scenes of the Southwest. So it's the bus is beautiful. Check it out on our website, makemybooks.org.
Awesome.
And you can, if you go to our website, you can find out where the bus will be and where this programming is taking place. So anyone, parent, grandparent, older brother, older sister, bring your young child, birth to eight, and come for some really fun story times.
So is that what you guys do? You load up the bus with storytellers?
We do. We pitch it. We load up the bus with free books. We have puppets. We pitch a story tent. And then parents or caregivers come with their young kids. And we just have a lot of fun with books. And there's also like a parent education piece just to help parents know how to support their kids' literacy development.
Awesome. So how are you guys doing on the literacy development front? Well, are we making way here in the Old Pueblo?
We are making way, but there's always room for more making way for good success. Seriously, yeah, there is. What we focus on is really early literacy, and currently there's still 33% of our kids walk into kindergarten what's called not ready to read, and then these are the same kids that really have trouble, will struggle with reading later. And so what we're all about, prevention. So if we get to kids in the birth to 5 years and help their families understand what to do, we also educate about 600 teachers every year as well. Helping them get the leg up so they walk in ready to read and succeed.
So in just a really super brief nutshell, mm-hmm. what is the one thing that a family can do to give that early reader the best shot in learning to love to read?
Yeah, brilliant. And really, it's sharing stories. It's really reading to your young child, talking, singing, reading, but sharing your favorite book. With your the young child in your life. And that's what really, they develop that bond with you sitting on your lap and hearing a book, sharing a story, and that stays with them, not only just for a love of reading, but it also helps develop their brain and helps form their all the cognitive skills they're going to need when they start kindergarten.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book is Pete the Cat.
Pete the Cat.
Pete the Cat. Check it out. There's lots of, that's a good book for adults as well. And there's also Mo Willems is one of the best authors. They're very funny. Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus. So, super funny. Check out Mo Willems.
I'm still trying to get through Go Dog Go.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've gotten beyond See Jack Run or
Run Jack Run. I've gotten to the point in Go Dog Go where there's a lot of activity